everyone, as we continue the playoff edition of Tomlin Tuesday. Time for quick hits. And we're going to start with Antonio Brownwoof. We all know he was out at practice on Monday with the rest of his teammates for the first time since his injury in the New England Patriots game, and it was good to see him on the field. Players were happy. AB talked after practice, wouldn't divulge too much information, but coach said today, yes, he practiced, and he would have considered him a full participant. They're excited about where he is in terms of his participation and the progress of rehabbing from that calf injury. They're going to let him participate throughout the week and gauge his availability for Sunday. But I don't know about you, but I think he's a go.
You know what? Look at that. He's not mean mugging. That's what they call it. When you're mean mugging, you got that face. You know, it's hurting. It doesn't feel good. Well, that's feeling good. He's feeling good. He's looking good. He's up for it.
All right, someone that was not there for the Week 5 game that will be there on Sunday is...
Oh, yes. Can I get a dilly dilly?
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly for Gilly. Gilly's back.
Participation.
Yes, yes. I love that. We got full participation. The fact is we have Marcus Gilbert back, and when you ever have whenever you have the ability to bring a Pro Bowl tackle back in and put him in the line, that's what you want. Gilly's going to be back, and that also means that Chris Hubbard, a guy available for that tight end spot, is in there for a little extra blocking when you want to get the edge or the ledge. And the fact is, this is an offensive line I think it's just primed to make a run. These guys are just, they are stoked, they're together, and they're like five guys. If you take a look at a hand, you ball those five fingers up together, you got a fist, and they are ready to punch it out.
All right, Ben Roethlisberger said last week he would like to have a rematch with Jacksonville, and he got his wish, of course. I'm sure everybody, including Ben, would like to forget his performance during that game. Five interceptions. Today, the media asked Coach Tomlin if he was worried about maybe Ben or the coaching staff trying to do too much, forcing things because of this regular season loss.
Ben's played ball a long time, man. This is not his first rodeo. His attention will be properly focused on winning the game, not responding to, you know, some regular season October performance. He's just been in too many stadiums for that.
Well, you know you're in Western PA when you go from 64 degrees high on Thursday to about 19 degrees or 9 on
boo.
Sunday.
Yes, no yes. Dilly dilly for that.
Yes, no. You and I, Missy, we will be down ringside, and I will be wearing some good Buffalonian type clothes. You know, even though being from Buffalo, I was born with my own thinsulate. So, you know, I do all right in that regard. But the fact is, it's going to be cold, folks, and that's great because you got Jacksonville coming in. And as long as we don't have what happened in 1981, when we had the Chargers come into Pittsburgh in January in the playoffs, and when it was 20 degrees out just the week before, it was 71 degrees on game day, and we thought we were going to freeze out the San Diegoans, and we did not. So,
and this, of course, video from last year's wild card game against the Miami Dolphins. You knew they were not too happy to be in the elements. I forget how cold it was last year, but it was definitely bitter,
it was very
to say
cold.
The least. So. Another Florida team coming up. I mean, I like where your head's at. Look, even the reps are getting in on it.
Oh, so. Yeah. Those poor guys, they suffer out there because they can't wear too much because they got to run around like the players. But they don't have the time to go sit on the bench.
Right.
You know, get all heated up or stand by the turbine there and get all heated up. So it's going to be cold Sunday. Make sure that you, the fan, you come there getting ready to cheer and roar and everything else. And the players, they'll be all set, ready to go.
Looking back at that wild card video also reminded me, leading up to that game, Coach Tomlin had them practicing indoors but turned off the heat, actually opened the door, so it was colder inside their indoor practice facility than it was outside.
Yes.
So just watching practice last year was tough.
Well, we were getting our training in for the game. That's
yeah.
it. You and I were out there tough as nails. She may be blonde, but she's tough as nails, man.
Thanks for that, Wolf. I appreciate that. All right, that's going to do it for today's edition of Steelers Live. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow at 4 p.m.